Unit 6, Eating Habits. Reading, page 69. Junk Food. In today's fast-moving world, people have less and less time to spend eating, let alone cooking. It is probably for this reason that junk food has become so popular, and there's no doubt that it's here to stay. In fact, it seems that you simply can't get away from it. One British hotel group recently announced that its guests are able to order fast food through room service, a move which is seen by many as signifying a new era in the couch potato lifestyle. So, what exactly is junk food? Obviously, a diet of junk food is not the best thing for your health, particularly as it is high in saturated fat. In 1993, the Journal of the National Cancer Institute reported this type of fat to be associated with a greater risk of cancer. The best advice, then, for those who cannot live without their hamburgers or chocolate bars is to limit the amount of junk food they eat. A little now and then will probably do no harm. But why have our eating habits changed? It's lack of time and loss of tradition, says one expert. Another alarming thing about people's lifestyles today is that while the amount of junk food we eat has increased, the amount of exercise we do has actually decreased. Exercise plays an important part in keeping the body fit and healthy. It helps to control our weight, and if taken regularly, can also decrease our chances of having a heart attack in later life. Even though people nowadays are actually far more aware of the importance of exercise and a healthy diet than they were a few years ago, the new unhealthy way of life is surprisingly popular. This is illustrated by statistics gathered by researchers over the past two decades. Researchers suggest that the new generation will be much more likely to suffer from heart and liver disease. What can't be emphasized enough is the fact that a balanced diet and regular exercise bring significant health benefits. Ironically, if they were to make time to exercise and improve their eating habits, they would probably find that they were far better equipped to deal with their stressful lifestyles than they are now.